If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara, and today we're going to talk about early awareness. Breast cancer screenings for young women. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and breast cancer is something we all need to be aware of and be proactive with our healthcare management for women of all ages. And yes, mammograms are the gold standard for detection, but they're typically recommended for women of certain age. So what does that mean for the younger women who are not concerned about breast health or that are not in that category? There are several steps and alternative screenings available to ensure early detection, peace of mind. So let's explore them, what you can do if you're not old enough for mammograms yet. So I think just understanding mammograms are X-ray images of the breast tissue and are widely used for breast cancer screening. Typically, in the typical world, mammograms are recommended for women age 40 and above or earlier with a family history of breast cancer. However, young women under the recommended age, there are still screenings that we can do to promote that. So breast self-exams. So in your teen age, we can, or if you have teen girls, we can start teaching this already, but young women can just become familiar with the texture and the appearance of their breasts. This is not something we probably were taught as young women or we want to talk about enough, but I think just being comfortable with our bodies, knowing what's normal, what does the hair look like? What does our skin look like? How does it change during our cycle? This is not a diagnostic tool, but what it can do is just help women become more aware of their bodies. So when a change does occur, we know. Clinical breast exams. So young women can schedule a regular clinical breast exam with a healthcare provider every year during your yearly exam. So during this, a healthcare professional will simply examine the breasts and will go around the area of the breast as well to palpate for any abnormalities, visualize any abnormalities, and just have conversations with you about this to get you more comfortable with that. Next is genetic counseling and testing. If there's any family history of breast cancer, genetic counseling and testing can be provided. BRCA is one of them, but there's so many other cancers in the family that could lead you to be a candidate for BRCA testing. So not just having breast cancer in your family alone puts you into that category of being able to be tested. There's many other cancers that we need to have conversations about that could put you in that testing category. It can help you just make better healthcare decisions and lead to earlier detection and prevention. Breast ultrasound. So in the case where lumps are found or other concerns, we can get an ultrasound ordered. And then that device uses sound waves and it creates an image of breast tissue and can help us determine if further testing is then needed. MRI screening. So young women who have a high risk of breast cancer due to family or genetics may be a candidate for MRI. And this is considered also as an alternative to mammograms. And regular health checkups. Let's just talk about that. How many of us, including myself, go in to maintain regular health checkups and have open communication, open conversations with our healthcare providers? This is so important. So important. You can discuss any concerns or changes that you maybe have noticed with your breasts or really anything during this time. I really want to empower early detection and self-care. Breast health is lifelong. And it's a journey that as women we take, we need to be proactive just to ensure our overall well-being. You can do lifestyle choices. So looking at lifestyle decisions that are well-balanced, low-inflammatory, really just doing things for us
Limit your alcohol, sleep, avoiding tobacco, nicotine, and making just good choices that many of us are doing anyways are actually contributing to our breast health and putting us in a place of being a healthy female. Education and awareness, just stay informed. Again, a lot of these tests have increased and expanded. What you might not even know puts you into the category of being a genetic testing candidate. So really talking to your healthcare provider about that testing. Know your body. Become familiar. What's normal? What's not? What's changed? I noticed this. I noticed that it's changing. You know, let's have conversations about that. Having an open dialogue, establishing a really healthy relationship with your healthcare provider is so important. Having conversations about your concerns, your family history, what risks you may have can really help with early detection based on your needs. Breast cancer awareness and early detection are so important for women of all ages. And yes, mammograms may not be recommended, but there's alternative screenings and exams and lifestyle choices and things we can do to put us in breast health conditions, to put us in a good breast health condition. So by staying proactive, informed, and connected, as young women, we can take charge of our breast health and ensure that we've done everything we can. Remember, I'm going to say it again, early awareness and self-care are the cornerstone of breast cancer prevention and overall well-being. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. See you back here next week.
If you enjoyed today's show, please head over and hit subscribe or leave a review for Hopeful Hints and Infertility Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, Tuesday.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.